弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
我们很感恩，今天我们仍然能够在主里面一起来聚集，一起来敬拜。
We are very grateful that today in Christ we could still gather together.
我们很珍惜每一次我们在主里面聚集的机会。
We cherish every time that we gather in His name.
美国现在的疫情真的是越来越严重。
The pandemic is greatly getting worse through time.
我马里兰州还好啊，这个增长的人数不是很多，但是在其他的州真的是增长的有一点的吓人。嗯。
It seems to be a little slower in growth in our state, but other states is start getting a horrifying result.
那越是这种的时候啊，看似这个世界有一点失去控制的时候呢，我们又要珍惜我们在主里面聚集的时间。
Especially this time when the world seems to be out of control, we are cherishing the time that we are in Him.
让我们通过敬拜神，让耶稣基督的平安在我们心中能够掌权。
That through worship, that let His peace be in reign in our heart.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天上的父，我们是带着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with a grateful heart.
越是看到这个世界变得越来越混乱，越来越危险的时候，我们越是感恩。
Especially we are grateful when they see that the world is becoming chaotic and dangerous.
因为在你的里面有平安。
Because in you we can find true peace.
你是我们的磐石，是我们的避难所。
You are our rock, our refuge.
是那个掌管宇宙掌管历史的主宰。
You are the God who controls the universe and the history.
作为你的儿女，我们实在是没有什么可以惧怕的。
As your children, we have no fear.
特别是这些的迹象越来越显明，主耶稣基督再来的日子越来越近了。
Especially when the sign reveals that the Lord coming is near.
求主来提醒你的教会，你的众子民，让我们能够警醒等候。
So may you, Lord, remind us to help us wait in alert.
积极的预备自己来等候你的再来。
Actively prepare ourselves to be ready for your coming.
今天我们祈求用你圣经的话啊，像水一样来洁净我们的心思意念。
Today we ask you use your word like water, cleanse our heart and our mind.
洁净你自己的教会，让我们这是装饰整齐，像这个新娘预备等候新郎的到来一样，期待你的再来。
Cleanse our church that so we're like the bride, be ready for the groom.
求你悦纳我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
May our prayer be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们当今的时代呢，是一个混杂的时代，哈，真的假的都混在一起。
Our today's world is a mixed world with truth and false.
啊，这个药物、口罩都有真的，也有假的。
Even the mask for medical use have fake.
就像我们看到的这个图画一样哈，在这个田地当中有真的麦子，也有一些杂草杂在其中。
Oh, just like the picture, we see that in the field there is weeds among the harvest plant.
那大家看上去呢，尤其是刚刚开始长苗的时候呢，看上去都差不多。但是当这个庄稼长成的时候，就显出这两者的不同。那我们如今生活的这个时期，教会的时期呢，就是这样一个特点哈，是一个混杂的时期。
This is the time we lived with mixed message.
啊，天国和地上的国度呢是同时存在的。真的信徒和假的信徒呢是混杂在一起的。
The heavenly kingdom and the earthly kingdom are mixed together.
那看上去呢都很类似啊，但是实际上里面的本质呢是不同的。
Although it looks similar, but the inside, the essence is different.
啊，世上的人都在走这条路，但是一个是通往永生的，一个是通往灭亡的哈。但是在走的过程当中呢，大家看不大出来这两者的区别。
The path that lead to eternal life and destruction.People are walking at the eve, although it looks similar.
就像这幅图所给我们彰显的一样哈，一棵是圣诞树是假树，一棵是真树。
Just like this picture, we see the fake Christmas tree and the real tree.
一个是有生命的，一个是没有生命的。
One has life, one does not.
每一年我们都把这个圣诞树从这个储藏间里拿出来摆上，好，每一年都一样的，没有变化。
Now every year we pull the fake Christmas tree out of the storage.
啊，它不会长出新的叶子，更不会结出真实的果实来。
It will not grow new leaves, will not yield fruit.
那每一年呢，我们会把各样的装饰哈都挂在这个圣诞树上哈，装饰彩灯很漂亮。
We can put all kind of decoration, make it beautiful.
但是呢，它不像这棵真树啊，每一年都在成长。
But it's unlike this real tree and grow each year.
而且不断的呢，会结出果实来。
And continue yield fruit.
所以耶稣基督很知道哈，我们人要在他的里面得真实的生命才有盼望。
Our Jesus knows that only we find hope in Him, then we can have true hope.
他说我来就是让人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
He said, I come so you can have life and life abundantly.
我们不光是要活过一生，而且活的这一生呢，有一个真实的生命在我们的里面，这样的人生才是有价值的。
We not only live life, but live meaningful life. This is a life worth living.
所以从耶稣的教导当中呢，我们就可以看出哈，耶稣很看重人的生命。
So from his teaching, we know that he look very worthy of our life.
那今天我们要读的经文呢，是在马太福音的第五章哈，第一节到第十二节。
Today's Bible scripture is from Matthew 5:1-2.
那这一段的讲论哈，是马太福音里面记载的五大顿讲论中的第一篇。
This message is the five main passage in the Bible. This is the first one.
那在这段讲论当中呢，一开始哈，耶稣基督就跟我们讲天国子民的生命问题。
Even the first passage, he starts at the life of the heavenly kingdom.
好，我们先把这一段经文呢一起来读一遍。
Let's read the scripture together.
马太福音第五章第一节和第二节，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
Now when he saw the crowd, he went up to a mountainside and sat down. His disciple came to him. He began to teach them and saying,
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了， 因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will call sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is kingdom of heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，诽谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you falsely, say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
主耶稣基督从他出来服事的一开始就传讲天国的信息。
Jesus beginning his ministry with preaching the gospel of the kingdom in heaven.
一直提醒我们我们在主里面重生的人是有一个新的身份，是天国的子民，有一个新的方向，是走天国的道路。
He reminded us, as Christian, we have a new identity and a new direction.
这是我们今天的基督徒要不断的被提醒的一个重要的信息。
This is a very important message to be reminded of for us today.
看我们周来的世界，周围的世界这个世界这个变得越来越世俗化，包括美国这样的国家。
We see the world around us become more and more secular, even in U.S.
人的心思意念越来越多被这个世界上所发生的事情所占据。
People's heart and mind are occupied by what's happening around them.
甚至基督徒，甚至教会也受到这个世俗的趋势的一个很大的冲击和影响。
Even Christians, even our churches are greatly impacted by the world.
对，慢慢的我们就淡化了，甚至遗忘了我们作为天国子民的这个身份。
Gradually, we forgot our identity.
所以我们需要不断的被提醒，我们这一个不改变的身份，我们这一条要永远走下去的道路是在神的国度当中。
So we should be reminded often that our identity cannot be changed and our direction to heaven.
所以这段经文，耶稣讲的这个八福，以这个虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们开始的。
So these eight blessings.Jesus talked about start with the poor in the spirit.
第八福讲说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The last blessing he said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以每次我们在圣经里面看到这样一种对称的一个段落的时候，我们就知道这一段落的主题是什么，是讲天国的信息。
So when we look at this contrast, we know that this is a message talk about heaven.
耶稣在登山宝训的一开始就给我们描述出在天国里面子民的生命样式是怎样的。
At the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, he described what the characteristics of the citizens of heaven.
我们也看到这里这个天国子民的生命有三个标记。
We see there are three marks being the citizen of heaven.
第一个，天国的子民是跟随耶稣的人。
First, the citizens of heaven are the people who following Jesus.
第二个，天国的子民是知恩感恩的一群人。
Second, they are know the grace and they're grateful.
第四个我们看到他们的生命呢是不断在成长的生命。
And the third, their life are continue growing in Christ.
好，我们一个一个来看，我们先来看哈，天国的子民呢是一群跟随耶稣的人。
So let's look at one by one. The first one, following Jesus.
看到这一群最早的哈，这个天国的子民，这些门徒呢，实在是没有什么特别的地方。
The first followers of Christ, they are no different from other people.
他们都是普通人啊，做渔夫的，做税吏的。
They are ordinary people. They are fishermen. They are tax collectors.
那为什么这些人成为第一批进入天国的人呢？
Now how come those people become the first group enter into heaven?
那就是有一点，他们一直跟着耶稣。
One thing is they continually following Jesus.
这也是耶稣基督来的时候发出的对这些门徒的呼召，说来跟从我，我是你们得人如得鱼。
This is when Jesus came and called to them, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men.
所以我们在他们身上哈，真的实在是找不出其他的特点，但是最突出的一个特点就是他们跟随耶稣。
We really couldn't find any other special in their personality characters. Only thing we can see, they're following Jesus.
这也是耶稣在讲八福的第一福所要表达的意思。
So this is the first blessing out of the eight that Jesus wants to tell us.
什么样的人是第一批有福的人呢？
Who are the people are the first blessed?
这些第一批成为天国的子民的人，他们的第一个特征是什么呢？
So the first group enter into the kingdom of heaven. What is their character?
他们天国子民的这个生命的起点是在哪里呢？
What is the starting point of their life?
就是在这里哈，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Here it is. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人，跟随的人，这些人成为第一批有福的人。
Poor in the spirit, following him, those are the people first group being blessed.
对，英文翻译成这个灵里面贫穷哈，这个贫穷这个意思不只是说他们很缺乏。比较起来没有那么富裕，不是这个意思。
So the English translation said they're poor in spirit. A poor in spirit doesn't mean their lack of material things.
这个贫穷啊，虚心的这个词的意思是说，他们是完全破产的人，他们是一无所有，什么都在神的荣耀当中被显明的时候，他们是一无所有的人。
Poor in spirit means they are bankrupt in spirit.
这是当人在圣灵的工作之下显明他人生真实的光景，生命真实的情况的时候，他所表达的一种的特征。
This is when the Holy Spirit revealed to human they see their true state in their spirit.
我们怎么开始我们天国子民的旅程呢？
How do we start the journey of heaven?
就是认识到我们在神面前的这种的本相。
Is to admit this is our state of mind in Christ.
就是我们实在是在灵里面是一个完全破产的人。
That we are bankrupt in spirit.
靠着我们自己在神的面前真的是一无所夸。
We have nothing to be boast of in front of him.
我们人要想进入天国之门。要请开始这个天国的旅行，这是第一个门槛我们要过的。
If we want to enter into the journey to heaven, this is the first step we have to enter.
就是承认我们在神面前是罪人。
Admit we are sinners in front of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God.
我知道这个坎儿，这个门槛呢是很多人这个信耶稣进入天国的第一个拦阻。
I know this threshold is the first obstacle for people to enter into heaven.
我自己就是这样。来了美国，别人告诉我说我是一个罪人，我就很难以接受。
Just myself, when I first came to US, when people called me a sinner, I couldn't accept that.
然而这件事情呢，我们必须要接受，必须要承认，承认在神面前我们真实的光景，我们才能够开始啊，与神的生命有关。
But we have to admit that we are sinner, otherwise we cannot have relationship with God.
我们不光说世人都犯了罪，而且我们承认说我就是一个罪人，我在神的面前亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Not only we say all have sinned, I myself have fallen short, have sinned.
圣经里还有另外一句话哈，这句话是在耶利米书的第十七章说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
There's also another passage in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful about all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
这是圣经给人啊反照反射出来的一个真实的一个光景。
This is the Bible revealed to people what we're truly like.
说人的心里面呢是充满诡诈的。
Our heart is full of deceit.
是坏到极处，是无药可救的。
It's so deceitful that there's no cure.
我们只有承认这一点，我们才有盼望。
Only we can admit that we can have hope.
只有认定我是这样的人，我们才成为啊天国子民的那个开始。
Only by admitting that we can have the beginning steps of becoming a citizen of kingdom heaven.
但通常我们读这句话的时候，我们都会读成说，别人的心比万物都诡诈。
Often when we read this,We think others' heart is deceitful.
别人的心都坏到极处。
All others' heart are beyond all cure.
而别人的心呢，好像是识不透一样。
And others' heart cannot be read.
直到有一天我们可以谦卑下来。
Only to a day we can humble ourselves.
我们在神的面前发觉是我的心是诡诈的。
Only we can realize that my heart is deceitful beyond above all things.
这样的人在神的面前就成为了有福的人了。
Only so this kind of person can be blessed.
因为当人认识到自己的败坏的时候，他才有这样的一个愿望，一个动机去寻求上帝的拯救。
Only when we realize how deceitful our heart is, we can have the desire to seek God.
保罗说他自己哦，他说我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体当中没有良善。
Here Paul said about himself, I know that nothing good lives in me.
这样的话都我们读起来都是，如果你真的仔细去琢磨的话，都是很难这个让我们下咽的一些的话语。
When you ponder deeply, these are kind of words, it's hard to swallow.
我可以接受我的不足。
Oh, I can, accept that I'm not enough.
我可以说我是不完全的。
I'm not perfect.
但是我要承认说在我的里面一点良善都没有，这个就很难。
When we admit there's nothing good inside of us, this is most difficult.
那这就是圣经神的话呢？给我们指明的啊，我们生命的本相。
But this is the words from the Bible pointed to us.
耶稣说，虚心的人，灵里面贫穷，承认自己破产的人有福了。
Jesus said, those who are poor in spirit and bankrupt in spirit are blessed.
当我们承认这一点的时候，承认接受圣经给我们画出的这个本相的时候，我们就成为蒙福的开始了。
When we admit this is our true profit, profit from God, then we can become blessed.
因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以一开始这一批的门徒哈，就是这样啊，来跟随耶稣的。
So this is the first group of followers are doing.Following.
我们读这一段的上下文的时候，我们发觉这里有两类的人。
So when we read this passage above and below, there's two kind of people.
一类人呢是来找耶稣的人。
One group are finders to find him, try to find him, looking for him.
为什么要找耶稣呢？
Why are they looking for him?
因为他们有需要。
Because they have need.
他们是有病的，他们是被鬼附的，他们需要耶稣帮他们医治赶鬼。
They were the one who were sick and possessed by demons. They asked for his healing and cast out demons.
对，这是上一章结尾的时候给我们记的，有许多的人来跟着耶稣。
This is the end of the last passage told us, many people following him.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各种疼痛和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。
Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria.And people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those have seizures, then the paralyzed, and he healed them.
当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。耶稣看见这许多人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
Large crowd from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and regions across the Judea followed him. Now when he saw the crowd, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciple came to him.
耶稣看见许多人就上了山。
When he saw the crowd, he went up to a mountain.
门徒到他面前来，耶稣就开口教训他们。
The disciples came to him, he started to teach him.
所以八福这一段话呢是讲给这些跟随他的门徒来说的。
So the eight blessings are talking as Jesus taught to his disciples.
所以一群人是在山下的人。
Group of people was at the foothill.
这些人是来找耶稣的人。
Those are the people who are looking for him.
他们有很具体的需要。
They have very particular needs.
他们也知道耶稣可以帮助他们。
They knew that Jesus could help them.
但当耶稣医治他们，解决了他们的问题以后，他们就留在山下，没有跟着耶稣上山。
When Jesus healed their diseases, they remained at the foothill, then followed him up to the mountain.
这些人是按照自己的意思、自己的想法、自己的要求来找耶稣的。
But those people are following their own mind, their own desire to look for him.
但是另外一批人呢，是跟耶稣的人。
And the other group are following him.
耶稣走到哪儿，他们就跟到哪儿。
Wherever he went, they followed him.
他们可以听见耶稣的教训。
They can hear his teaching.
可以看到耶稣的这个做事的方式。
They saw how he do things.
他们也领受耶稣所赐给他们的权柄。
They also received the authority that Jesus gave them.
他们也听到耶稣讲说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
They heard blessed of the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天我们要问自己一个问题。
So today we ought to ask ourselves.
我们今天是找耶稣的人呢，还是跟耶稣的人。
Are we the people who just merely looking for him, or are we following him?
我刚来美国的时候，我也是一个找耶稣的人。
When I first came to US, I was the person who looking for him.
为什么跟这些基督徒在一起？为什么来教会呢？
Why be with the Christian? Why I came to church?
因为可以得到帮助嘛。
Because I could get help.
刚来的时候没有车，这些基督徒很热心，每个周末带我们去购物。
At first, I didn't have a car. Those Christians are warm-hearted. They take us shopping.
在教会呢，有这个免费的聚餐，大家在一起。
And they have free meals and gathering.
特别是在华人教会，可以吃到这个 中餐啊，实在是太开心。
And even especially in Chinese church, we could eat Chinese food.
在美国生活上遇到问题了，找谁帮忙呢？都是找基督徒。
In U.S., when you're in trouble looking for help, who do you look for are those Christians.
所以这通常都是我们一开始哈来接触教会、认识耶稣的这个啊开始的这种状态。
So those are the beginning conditions how we looking for him.
但是耶稣不希望我们仅仅的停留在这个阶段。
But Jesus did not want us to just stop there.
不只是有问题才来找他。
Not just looking for him when we are in trouble.
不只是有难处的时候才去祷告。
Not only when we pray, just when we have the difficulties.
他是希望他呼召我们来跟随，来认识他，来跟他建立关系，来跟他讲话，来跟他沟通。
His desire that he called us, we follow him, we experience him, we communicate with him.
可以让我们经历哈，我们有限的头脑没有办法想到，我们眼睛也没有看过，耳朵也没有听过的事情。
He wants us to experience that our eye have not seen, ear have not heard, we have not experienced.
这是人蒙受天国的福分的开始。虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So this is the beginning of the blessing. Blessed are those who poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
当我们开始这样一步一步的跟随耶稣的时候
，When we come to follow him step by step，
我们就会经历神所应许的那一个眼睛没有看过、耳朵没有听过、甚至人心都没有想过的那个天国的福分。
So we'll experience the blessing from the heaven that our eye have not seen, ear have not heard, mind have not thought about.
所以天国子民生命的开始呢，是从承认自己的不足，我们的破产，来跟随耶稣基督来开始的。
So our life of heaven starting by admitting that we have bankrupt in spirit and followed him.
好，那这段经文呢，我们看到哈、天国子民的第二个标记呢，是一群知恩感恩的人，谢恩的人。
Through the passage, we can see the second mark of the citizen of heaven are the people who are grateful.
这八福每一句话的开始哈、英文翻译的很准确，就是 blessed 啊，是有福了啊，虚心的人，有福了。哀痛的人，有福了，温柔的人。
So the eight beatitudes all start out, blessed are those who poor in spirit, blessed are those who are pure in heart, blessed are those who are merciful.
所以从耶稣讲的这个方式当中，他的强调的部分是在句子的最开始，那个有福这个词。
So when Jesus taught about this, he emphasized are blessed are those.
这些人实在是哈、蒙受了这个上帝天国的福气了。
So they are blessed of heavenly kingdom.
但是我们仔细去看的时候，这里所讲的这些的福气呢，真的不是世人所追求的福气。
So when we take a closer look, those blessings are not the same when we talk on earth.
世人不会觉得贫穷是一种的福气。
The people on this earth will not think it's a blessing to be poor.
有福满足啊，丰富，这才是福气，这是世人的看法。
Being wealthy, being things in abundance, people are think those are blessed.
世人也不会觉得常常哀痛、为罪而忧伤的人是有福的。
Firstly, people will not think mourn are being blessed.
快乐享受啊，这是世人所追求的福气。
Happiness and enjoyment are the people seeking after.
世人也不会觉得温柔是一种福气。
People will not consider meek to be blessed.
世人崇尚的是权势、能力啊，是那一种强者的一种的形象。
And earthly people are pursue power and control.
然而耶稣在这里所讲的哈，天国子民那个样式好像跟世界的价值观是是完全不同，甚至是截然相反的。
So here Jesus talk about those characteristics of blessing are totally different, is even contrast to what the earthly people are thinking.
饥渴慕义的人，连续忍的人，清心的人，使人和睦的人，这些在神看来是有福的人。
Hunger and thirst for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, and peacemaker, those are considered blessed in Jesus' eye.
特别是第八个福啊，为义受逼迫的人有福了，应当欢喜快乐。
Especially the eighth blessing, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
被人逼迫，被人辱骂，被人捏造各样的坏话诽谤。这样的人在世人的眼中看来是很可怜的人，是很这个没有福气的人，但是在神的眼中却看来是有福的。
Being persecuted, being blamed, being said all kinds of evil things in earthly people's eyes are not blessed.
所以我们人都寻求福气。
We all seeking blessing.
但是这个福的内涵却很不相同。
But the content of the blessing is very different.
耶稣让我们看到说，从神而来的，神赐给我们那个福气，真正的福气应该是怎样的。
So Jesus revealed to us the blessing from God, what it truly look like.
那整本圣经哈，第一次出现这个福这个字呢，是在创世纪第一章。
In the whole Bible, the first time the word blessed appeared is in Genesis.
讲到神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类，又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。神看着是好的，神就赐福给这一切，说滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。
So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving things with which the water teems, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, Be fruitful and increase in numbers and fill the water in the sea, and let the birds increase on the earth.
这就讲说神赐福给他所造的这个鱼和空中的飞鸟。
He said, God blessed the fish and the birds in the sky.
到了第一章第二十七节，这里讲神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created them. Male and female, he created them, God blessed them, and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in numbers, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
所以一开始圣经在提到福这个观念的时候，就不断地讲说赐福。神赐福，神赐福这个观念。
So when the beginning concept of blessing is start, it brought God blessed, God blessed.
所以让我们很形成一个很清楚的概念，就是这个福气是从上帝来。
So give us a clear image that these blessings are from Him.
所以当马太福音耶稣基督讲说这些人有福的时候，是在告诉人说这些的品质是神赐给我们的。
So when Matthew brought the blessed, those people who are blessed are those people who blessed from God.
不是我们努力换来的。
It's not by our own work hard to gain it.
是神白白的作为恩典加给我们的。
So these are blessing and grace are all given to us freely by God.
首先我们要愿意承认自己的不足之后呢，我们要伸手接神给我们的福气，我们才能够有。
First, we have to admit that we're our sinful nature, and we open our hand to receive His blessing.
一方面承认我们在神的面前是破产的人。
On one hand, we have to admit we're bankrupt in spirit in front of God.
一方面呢，我们愿意伸手啊，接神给我们的这些的福气。
On the other hand, we open up our hand to receive His blessing.
当我们如果意识到我们在神的面前是一无所有的人的时候，
When we realize in front of God we have nothing,
我们领受了神一点点的恩典呢，我们就非常的感谢。
When we received just merely a small portion of His blessing, we are very grateful.
这是我们人通常有的一种的心态。
So this is the attitude we ought to have.
如果我们对一个人有一个过高的期待的话，
If we expect a lot from one person,
当那个人达不到我们的期待的时候，我们就很失望。
If they could not meet our expectation, we feel despair.
我们就会埋怨，我们就会态度不好。
We'll blame and we'll have bad attitude.
但是当你的这个期待降到最低的时候，你没有任何的期待。
When you lower your expectation, when you expect nothing,
那他对你的一点点的好处呢，你就非常的啊知恩感恩。
When they give you a small mercy, you'll be very grateful.
所以天国的子民哈，应该是一群知恩感恩的人。
So the citizens of heaven are the people who know God's grace and mercy and be grateful.
因为我们的一切都是上帝白白的赐给我们的。
Because everything we have are given freely by God.
是我们伸手从上帝那里领受而来的，所以我们要知恩感恩。
If we reach out our empty hand and received from Him, we should be grateful.
有一次呢，有一位先生找到教会。
And one time, a gentleman came to church.
因为他基督徒的父亲呢刚刚过世。
And his father, who was a Christian, just passed away.
那他自己不是基督徒啊。
And he's not a Christian.
但是他知道他父亲是基督徒，所以当父亲过世的时候呢，他想请我们的教会帮忙，帮他父亲办一个基督徒的葬礼。
So he himself is not a Christian. He knew his dad was Christian. He asked the church to help to have a Christian funeral service.
那我们呢就很乐意帮助他们啊，在这种他们有需要有难处的时候呢，我们就尽我们的所能来帮助他们。
So we were gladly to help him, give him our help.
那帮助他们安排这个葬礼的程序啊，帮他们安排这些的细节。
So we arranged every detail for the funeral service.
那其中一件事情呢，就是我们帮他选这个敬拜的诗歌，因为他儿子呢对这些诗歌都不熟悉。
So one thing is we help him select songs for the service.
那其中呢，我们就选了一首哈，大家基督徒都很熟悉的一首诗歌，叫《奇异恩典》。
One of the songs we selected for him is Amazing Grace, it's very familiar for all our Christians.
这些前一天都已经谈好，已经安排好了，他都同意。
So we already made prior arrangement and he agreed.
但第二天呢，他又跑到教会来哈，跟我提出一件事情。
The second day he came, he told me one thing.
他说这个诗歌最好换掉。
He wants to change the song.
他说我们最好不要唱这个奇异恩典这首歌。
And he asked not to sing Amazing Grace.
那我就很好奇，我就问他说，是我们换可以换，但是为什么你要换这首诗歌呢？
I was curious. I said we could change it, but what's the reason why we need to change?
他说我不喜欢这首歌的第一句歌词。
He said I don't like the first sentence in this song.
这个中文讲说，奇异恩典何等甘甜，我罪已得赦免。
The first sentence said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the song."
我罪已得赦免。
That saved a wretch like me.
他说这个英文这个 wretch 这个词我不喜欢。
He said, "I don't like the English word of this wretch song."
这个词呢不能用来描述我的父亲。
This word could not use to describe my father.
啊，他说我的父亲是很受人尊敬的一个外交家。
My father was a very reputable diplomat.
他是很有学问的，他是很有知识，他不是 rich.
And he's very knowledgeable. He's not a rich.
大家知道这个 rich 这个词还有很多的意思，讲到不快乐的人呢、啊，可怜的人呢、啊，不幸的人呢、啊。
So the word wretch used to describe unhappy people, poor people, unfortunate people.
也指那些坏人，那些令人讨厌的人，无耻之徒，甚至是恶棍。
Also describe bad people, nasty people, shameless people, villains.
对，因为我们唱这些歌都唱得很习惯，我们也接受这个事实，我们在神的面前是这样的光景。但是我很能够理解啊，对一个不信的人，他读到这样一种词，这个 wretch 这个词来形容一个人的时候，他所受的那种的冲击。然而这句歌词呢，正是描述了啊这首诗歌的作者的真实的心理的那种的认定。
However, this describes the true nature of the songwriter.
这个诗歌的作者哈，这个 John Newton, 他曾经是一个奴隶贩子，他做了很多的事情，他以前不意识到，但当他得救以后，重生得以后，他知道自己是一个不快乐的人，是一个可怜的人，甚至是一个坏人，甚至是一个无耻之徒。
The songwriter John Newton expressed his true state of mind, and he used to be a sinner, a person who sells slaves.
他在神的面前很清楚地知道自己的真实的光景，所以他能够感谢上帝的奇异的恩典。
He knows his true nature in front of God, so he can experience God's amazing.
因为他认识到自己在神的面前这种破产的光景，所以神给他的救赎，给他的生命，给他的这个盼望，都成了他感谢上帝的理由。
Because he experienced, he knew what his true nature. He experienced God's grace, so he has many things to be grateful to God.
上个主日我们给大家播放哈50个国家的这个弟兄姐妹聚集在一起，通过网络同声的来唱着这首《奇异恩典》这首歌。
So last Sunday we showed to our church that 50 brothers and sisters from 50 different countries sing this song in unison.
我想这一首的诗歌的录像是我们将来在天上敬拜上帝的一个预言。
So I can see that this is the forecast.What we will see in heaven.
将来必然有这样一天，各民各族世界上各地的人聚在上帝的宝座面前，来唱出这首奇异的恩典这首歌。
There will be a day in heaven, people from all country, all people, all tribes will sing this song together.
因为我们作为天国的子民，实在是蒙受了神极大的恩惠和赐福。
As the citizen of the heaven, truly we receive his great amazing grace.
所以这是天国子民的第二个标记。好，我们再看天国子民的第三个标记。
So this is the second mark for citizen of heaven. Let's look at the third one.
就是我们天国子民的生命是一个不断成长的生命。
The life of the citizen is growing in Christ continuously.
大家如果看这个八福的这个顺序的话，你就会发觉哈，是越往后面呢是越难做到。
So we look at the sequence of the eight blessings, we can tell that these eight blessings has growing difficulties.
八福是以虚心开始的。
It start with pouringSpirit.
那到了第八福是讲到为义受逼迫的。
the eighth one talk about persecuted because of righteousness.
他没有把第八福放在第一福来讲。
He didn't put the eighth blessing to the first place.
因为当我们刚刚开始跟随耶稣的时候，可能我们还没有办法承受那样一种的逼迫。
So when we first became a follower of Christ, we probably could not take that.
所以这八福呢，像八个台阶哈，我们的生命随着不断的成长呢，变得越来越有能力，越来越像我们的主耶稣基督的样子。
So the eight blessing become a step as each step we increase in faith, increase in strength in Christ.
主耶稣基督在这里画出一条天国子民生命成长的路线图和方向图。
Jesus here gave us a roadmap how we grow.
给我们指明设定了一个成长的方向和目标。
Give us a direction and a goal to grow.
当我们愿意这样一步一步的跟随耶稣基督的时候，我们的生命就会一点一点的成长，他成长成他的样式。
When we willingly to follow him step by step, we'll grow in stature more like him.
啊，将来我们可以有一天哈，可以像耶稣基督一样，能够为天国的缘故承受各样的逼迫。
So.Hope one day we'll be like Christ. We'll be able to suffer the persecution for the kingdom's sake.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、诽谤你们，你们就有福了。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
应当欢喜快乐。
Rejoice and be glad.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because great is your reward in heaven.
这个欢喜快乐这个词是很夸张的一个词。
Rejoice and be glad, these words are expressive.
就是一种极大的一种喜乐，好像你这个中了彩票一样的那种的快乐一样。
It's the great joy that as if you win the lottery, you could not contain it yourself.
因为什么？因为当你在地上受逼迫的时候，人这样的辱骂、颠倒坏话、诽谤你的时候，在天上有个事情发生，就是上帝在那里预备赏赐给你。
When you are persecuted, insulted for His sake, there is something happen in heaven. There's a reward bestowed.
这个我听到这个刘志雄长老讲了这一段的时候，他举了一个例子啊，我印象很深刻。
I heard the message from Pastor Liu Zhixiong. He gave us an example. I still remember.
他说，两个人呢曾经打了一个赌，做了一个约定。
There's two people who made a covenant.
其中一个人呢对另外一个人讲说，你出去哈，你不能告诉别人什么原因哈，但是如果你没有做什么坏事，别人打你的脸打一次，我给你1000块钱。
Said, when you go out, do not tell anybody of this. But if for some reason you didn't do anything wrong, but people slap your face, I'll give you $1,000.
好，那这个人就出去了，他就在人的面前把脸伸给这个人，把脸伸给另外一个人，但大家都不理他。
So he went out, he stick out his face to this person, that person, everybody ignored.
他心里很着急啊，他希望别人打他啊，他可以得到他的赏赐。
And he was anxious. He actually liked people to strike his face so he could get the reward.
啊，终于有一个人嫌他烦，就打了他一下。
So one person got so kicked off and slapped him.
哇，他就高兴得不得了啊，频频的向对方这个鞠躬作揖，说谢谢你，谢谢你，谢谢你。
And he was very happy and he thanked the person and bowed to him.
因为对方不知道，但他心里知道哈，那个人啊，就要给他1000块钱的赏赐。
Because that person who did not know that, but he knew himself in his heart, he'll receive the reward.
那这个例子帮助我们想象哈，帮助我们明白哈，啊，为什么耶稣这样讲
？So this example help us to understand, help us to know that why, Jesus told us this.
耶稣在这里明讲，明明的告诉我们， 当我们在地上受逼迫的时候，在天上会发生的事情。
So Jesus told us clearly here, when we suffer and being persecuted on earth, what happened in heaven?
那最近我们在查经的时候，弟兄姐妹也在讨论说，哎呀，基督徒是不是太功利了啊？只是为了冠冕啊，为了天上的赏赐啊，才去服侍神，去做这些事情。
So when we, during the Bible study recently, we discussed, are we just too goal-oriented? We wanted to get the award, so we do things?
所以我们一定要明白这个道理。
So we ought to understand this.
我们服侍神、敬拜神的动机不是为了这些换取赏赐。
We serve him, we worship him, is not to exchange for a reward.
我们做这些事情的动机是因为神的爱在激励我们。
Our motivation is because His love that encouraged us.
我们做这些事情是为了让上帝得喜悦。
We do these things because we want to please Him.
那上帝喜悦做的一件事情呢，就是他为我们预备赏赐，为我们预备冠冕。
The things that God pleasing to do is He prepared the reward for us.
大家都能够体会到，就是说，当两个人相爱的时候，当你爱一个人的时候，你巴不得把你最好的东西要给他。
You can experience that when you fall in love, when you love someone, you want to prepare all the best for him.
所以这是上帝天父喜悦去做的事情啊。啊，他愿意把他最好的东西赏赐给他的儿女。
So this is one thing, our heavenly Father took delight that He wanted to give the best to His children.
我们听到有人讲说，哎呀，这个，我不需要什么赏赐，不需要什么冠冕啊，我只要专一的爱神就好。
We heard people say we don't want any reward, we only want to love Him.
那还有另外一些人说，哎呀，我也不求什么赏赐，我将来。到天上我看门就好啊，扫地就好。
Some people said, I don't need any reward. I just want to be the gatekeeper in heaven.
那这些呢都不是上帝喜悦神的儿女的那种的样式。
So these are not the true description of the God's kingdom citizens the like.
当我们追求更努力的去追求啊。神给我们预备的这一切赏赐的时候
，When we strive to for God's reward，
将来在天上呢，我们可以有更多的这个方式可以荣耀神。
We can have a variety of ways to glorify Him。
将来神赐给我们的那些的冠冕、那些赏赐，都不是留给我们自己的，我们要摆在上帝的脚下来归荣耀给我们的上帝。
The reward we will have receiving heaven will lay at his foot that to give glory to him.
上帝爱我们，我们也要表达我们对上帝的那样一种的爱回应。
He loves us, and then we want to express our love back to him.
就是借着这样一种哈，把一切的荣耀、一切的奖赏、一切的冠冕重新归给我们的神的时候，我们表达对上帝的一种的敬拜和。从心里的一种真实的爱。
Through bring back all the glories, all the awards back to Him, we express our love back to Him.
那这是我们天国子民的样式的三种的表现。
Those are the three marks of being a citizen of heaven.
我们追求在主里面生命不断的成长。
We strive for growing in Christ.
表现在我们努力的寻求上帝给我们预备的属天的奖赏。
Manifest through striving for spiritual blessing.
啊，天国的实际是靠着我们努力，是跟神配合，领受神的恩典，又站在神的恩典当中努力而进入的。
The pathway to heaven is to work together with God, grow in Him, and grow strive for spiritual blessing.
盼望今天这个耶稣基督所给我们描述的神国子民的这个样式成为我们的一个方向。
We hope that through what Jesus laid out the characteristics of the citizens of heaven, we could strive for this goal.
让我们立定心志来跟随主耶稣基督。
Let us make the commitment to follow him.
让我们在这个过程当中成为一个知恩感恩的人。
And through this process, help us to recognize his grace and be grateful.
也与神配合哈，努力的让神的恩典在我们的生命当中不断显明，使我们的生命不断不断的成长。
And also we work with him that may his grace manifest in us, make our life continue growing in him.
愿上帝赐福大家。
May God bless all.